final on Monday and Tuesday night as South Shelby defeated North Shelby 68-40, and then Mark Twain, the sixth seed in this tournament, took down Louisiana 75-71 in double overtime. And then in the semifinal, Palmyra and Monroe City defeated these two teams, and that's how we got to this third-place game. Both teams looking to go over 500 on the season for the first time this year, and third place in the Monroe City tournament as well. Coming up, you'll hear from both head coaches. It will be second-year coach of the Mark Twain Tigers, Cody McCann, followed by the second-year coach of South Shelby Cardinals, Ethan Shackelford, as we're getting ready for high school basketball on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
We asked Gina Fox, a resident at Salt River Community Care in Shelbina, if she would recommend Salt River Community Care.
Would I recommend Salt River Nursing Care to someone else?
Let's do a minute.
I certainly would. This is my third time to be at Salt River, and I've been happy all times, and I'm happy to be here now. So, yes, I would recommend it.
Another reason, residents live life to the fullest at Salt River Community Care in Shelbina. View saltrivercommunitycare.com.
That's the secret phone.
The what?
Remember? I told you my dad's a shelter agent. When that phone rings, he rushes out to save the day. Whether someone's home or car gets damaged, my dad is always there to help. He has the coolest job ever.
Well, my dad's an astronaut.
That's cool too, I guess.
Find your insurance superhero at shelterinsurance.com.
Ask Harley Croft about Shelter's auto, home, and life option.
Here on CrestCentralMoInfo.com, as we're getting ready for the final day of the Monroe City Tournament, we're starting out with the boys' third place game. Cody McCann is the Mark Twain Tigers head coach as they take on the South Shelby Cardinals. Coach, you got a big win in double overtime against Louisiana on Monday, then unfortunately fell to Palmyra in the semifinal the other night. What stood out about this Mark Twain team now? We're four games in.
I mean, we're starting to figure out how to play together. You know, we're against Louisiana, we made a lot of big plays and big moments to help us win the game. And came out against Palmyra, still rolling from that win first quarter, outscored them 15-10. And then, you know, we have a short bench, and it kind of caught up to us. They wore us down and took control, and we can never get it back.
Let's talk a little bit about just the evolution. 1 year ago, you had a 6'7 guy in Grant Peters who was definitely a guy you could feed towards the bucket, and he would manage to get his points. What's been the biggest change from last year to this year on the offensive side?
Basically learning how to play without him. I mean, we're running basically the same stuff. We just have new guys in different places. And we have guys who can do the same things. They're just not quite as big. And it's just getting those guys used to making those plays and getting the guys around them used to playing with them. You know, we're able to knock down some more shots this year. We have more shooters. And it's just nice to spread the ball around and see everyone get it in the hole.
How would you characterize the start of your defense this season?
It's getting better. We struggled in the first game, and we picked it up. You know, Marion kind of got us going. We kind of figured out. We tweaked a few things. And then against Louisiana, I mean, I think our defense, we played extremely well. There's a few moments here and there where we kind of struggled, but for the most part, we played well. And then same against Palmyra. You know, the first quarter, our defense was pretty good. And then, like I said, they wore us down, and we just couldn't recover.
Again, Cody McCann, Mark Twain coach, joining us here on the Superstation, taking on the South Shelby Cardinals tonight. What really stands out about the also 2-2 Cardinals?
They look like a pretty solid team from what I've seen on film. I've got to watch a little bit of them. They have multiple guys who can shoot the ball. I think the other night I watched them play, they had three or four different guys hit threes. So obviously they're going to stretch us a little bit, but I think we're up to the challenge.
Mark Twain Tiger coach Cody McCann joining us here on CrestCentralMoInfo.com. Coach, always good to catch up with you, and best of luck tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And up next, we'll catch up with South Shelby coach Ethan Shackelford ahead of the boys' third-place game in the Monroe City Tournament on CrestCentralMoInfo.com.
Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri has made getting a grip on your finances even easier. Simply download our mobile banking app to your iPhone, iPad, or Android device, and you're ready to manage your accounts, check balances, transfer funds, and pay bills all from the palm of your hand. Visit us online at www.ebnemo.com for more information. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, proudly serving rural America for over 100 years. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff of the North Shelby School District are proud of their students and the dedication they demonstrate in everything they do. North Shelby students know the sky is the limit when they set high goals. The North Shelby School District is proud of their Raiders and wishes them all the best with their future endeavors. This message from the Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff of the North Shelby School District.
Here on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com as we continue Trophy Day from the 94th edition of the Monroe City Tournament. Du Bois' third place game and Ethan Shackelford's South Shelby Cardinals are in it against the Mark Twain Tigers. And Coach, I know you guys would much rather be playing in the championship game, but you were actually pretty pleased with the performance on the defensive side against Monroe City. How so?
Well, we executed our game plan pretty well. We tried to scheme for them and pick and choose our battles, because against a team that good, it's hard to you're not going to take away everything from them. And so we tried to limit them to lower percentage shots, jump shots that are contested, keep them out of paint, which is easier said than done, obviously. But we were able to force them into shots that we preferred in the first half. Some of them were pretty tough shots. Of course, C. Tolman is good enough. He's going to hit some tough shots, and they did that, especially in the second quarter, to extend their lead. But I was really impressed with our defense. And something we've always taken pride in all year is our defense. And we schemed for them, and I thought we executed really well in the first half. Our downfall was our offense. We couldn't get very many high percentage shots ourselves. Their press was relentless, which we knew coming in was going to be. And, all of our threes were, with a great athlete closing out on us. So our jump shots were always a little bit rushed, and we got in the paint, and all of our shots were contested, and we're always limited to one shot, which was tough. I mean, our number of shots was low because of the amount of turnovers they force and how they make you grind to get a good shot, and then they always hold you to one shot because they're athletic enough to go rebound really well. So, but there were some highlights there that we will take moving forward, with defense being one of them. And then against their press, we don't see presses like that. We can't simulate that in practice. We don't see that often early in the season against some of the opponents that we see. So we will take some points and learn from that on Wednesday to hopefully get maybe a couple wins down the stretch here and to finish the season through December.
Again, Ethan Shackelford, South Shelby Cardinal coach, joining us here on the Superstation. Your third-place opponent will be the Mark Twain Tigers. They came into this tournament actually as the sixth seed, but they've obviously proved that the seeds don't matter. So they knocked off the three-seeded Louisiana in the quarterfinal. What stands out about them?
Well, big and physical. That's one thing that I've seen kind of in some of the games I've watched them play. Watching them play Louisiana, they really protected the paint. They rebound well. They've got a couple guards that are strong with the ball. They're pretty consistent. I think if we can force them to shoot jump shots, that might help us out. I know number 24 for them, I think, is Eckersley, I believe his last name was. He loaded up points. I think he's got about 40-something points through the tournament so far. He's had about 20 a game, I think. And so he's going to be someone who can score from the perimeter for them. So if we can hold him to, hold his points down to, maybe around 15 or lower with our defense, that will help us out a lot. They did really well on the defensive end against Louisiana, holding them to lower percentage shots because their defense, they're just so strong, it's hard to drive on them. And then once you do, they've got, a 6'1", 6'2 kid who's big and strong down low that you're having to finish over and around, and that's tough for them. They don't extend their defense very much, so our half-court offense is going to be a big factor tomorrow, see if we can execute and get good shots in our half-court offense.
Ethan Shackelford, South Shelby coach, joining us here on the Superstation. Coach, always appreciate the time, and best luck in the third-place game today.
I appreciate it. Look forward to seeing you guys there.
All right, we'll tip off. Boys, third-place game in the Monroe City Tournament next on Crest.
We asked Jim DeLashman if he felt that Monroe City Manor Care Center in Monroe City was a great place to live.
I recommend to all my friends and people that don't know that if I happen to meet them, I'll tell them about Monroe City, how nice it is and how clean it is. And everybody, you know, real friendly. I like that. In my opinion, I think Monroe City is right among the top manor. Raise above the best.
See for yourself how Monroe City Manor Care Center in Monroe City provides such quality care with love to share. Visit MonroeCityManor.com.
Let's all sing and sound our cheer, for this glorious holiday comes just once a year. Everyone at Regional Missouri Bank in Marceline, downtown Marceline, Salisbury, Keatsville, Glasgow, and Paris has a Christmas wish that we all enjoy the happiest of holiday seasons. They appreciate having you as a friend and customer, and they look forward to serving you in the new year. A sincere Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from everyone at Regional Missouri Bank, your local community bank, member FDIC.
At any age, nutrition is important, especially after retirement. At the Paris Senior Center in Paris, we serve up delicious, nutritious noon meals every weekday. This is Tara. Whether 20 or 90, you have one thing in common. You want to enjoy a delicious meal and enjoy the company of others. Different ages have different life experiences and stories to tell. One thing we can agree on, a cup of coffee, a good story, and good food bring friends closer and communities together. It happens at the Paris Senior Center every day. The Paris Senior Center, where life at any age is celebrated with a meal.
When your vehicle needs collision repair or repairs due to normal wear and tear, bring it to the specialist in automotive repair, the TechNet specialist at Hines Body Shop in Shelbana. Hello, I'm Steve Hines. You'll receive the latest in automotive technology and our certified collision repair and our quality automotive service. Whether it's wheel alignment, suspension, light mechanical, or collision repair, Hines Body Shop specialists fix it right the first time. Count on TechNet and Hines Body Shop in Shelbana. Our work speaks for itself and has since 1957.
O'Laughlin Incorporated, with facilities in Macon, Marceline, Shelbina, and LaBelle, is a family-owned and operated business since 1950. O'Laughlin Incorporated handles rock, sand, and ready-mix concrete. They also offer bulk hauling in dump trucks or van trailers, plus provide paving supplies in bulk pneumatics. But their services don't stop there. O'Laughlin Incorporated also provides lime hauling and VRT spreading services. For more information, call an O'Laughlin location near you in Macon, Marceline, Shelbina, and LaBelle.
Welcome back to Monroe City High School, and we are ready to tip off between South Shelby and Mark Twain in the boys' third-place game. We'll go through starting lineups in just a moment, but it's Mark Twain on the opening tip-off. They are in their road blue uniforms with white number and lettering going right to left on the radio dial, and a quick three on the right corner by Caden Elliott makes it 3-0. Mark Twain right off the get-go. They are starting Ryan Spoonhauer, Caleb Peters, Jace Barton, Preston Eckler, and Caden Elliott. Meanwhile, for South Shelby, they turn the ball over as they feed it to Parker Fannisteel. They're starting David Fenton, Brockwood. We mentioned Fannisteel, Cole Mitchell, and Guy Timbrook. They're in their home white uniforms, being the higher seat with the red numbers and blue trimming surrounding it. From the left high post, Caleb Peters, a nice little jumper, and already a quick 5-0 run for the Tigers. And again, this is our third-place game in the Monroe City Tournament. Outlet pass. Here's a three for Fannisteel. He had 37 points in the quarterfinal against North Shelby on Monday. A little more quiet in the semifinal against Monroe City. And the layup will fall for Jace Barton for the Mark Twain Tigers. Already a quick 7-0 run. On the left corner, three, Cole Mitchell offline. Offensive rebound guy, Timbrook, off the right block, gets it, and the and one coming up. And they're going to give the foul to Caleb Peters. Guy Timbrook, a 6'4 junior, leads the team with 11 assists on the season and looking to cut the margin down to 4. He eyes and takes the shot, hits the and one. They're wanting to press. A little sidetrack with Fenton and Timbrook, and Wood gets the turnover. Two to hoop, off the right block and in. Good pressure by David Fenton and Guy Timbrook to force the turnover. Wood in alone gets the two, his first points. We'll be seeing Brockwood Monday night at our Crest All-Star Banquet. He's a two-time football Crest All-Star, an All-State track player as well. And off the window, off the left side, Caden Elliott Ensel Engel's shot, drops it home. 9-5, Mark Twain with the lead with 6 minutes to go in the quarter. Again, you're listening to high school basketball on KRES Moberly. First of three tonight in championship night of the Monroe City Tournament. Passes deflected out of bounds on the near side, and we're going to get our first sub of the evening. It's Carson Mann, 5'11 junior for the South Shelby Cardinals. Taking a seat is David Fenn. And so they will go to Caden Elliott. Loose ball right at the center court over the Panther logo and a little bit of a push, and they're going to grab it on Caden Elliott. That is the first for the 5'10 senior. He is one of two returning starters for, or one of three returning starters for the Mark Twain team just 1 year ago. Lost the key guy in 6'7", Grant Peters. His younger brother, Caleb, is now a big part of the post presence for the Mark Twain Tigers. Attacking the right baseline and rolling in at two. That's Parker Fantasteel for the South Shelby Cardinals. 9-7 after the quick 7-0 start for Mark Twain. Up the right wing. Here's Caden Elliott. Guarded closely in a man-to-man by Cole Mitchell. And now he bats it away. Back into the backcourt. Elliott brings it back across. Now swings it over to the left side for Spoonhauer. Takes it to the hoop and gets it. Ryan Spoonhauer. Open space on the left baseline. Now off the baseline. Timbrook to the left. And it's a board for Jace Barton, the 6'0 junior. Up the floor to the right side for Eckler. And he came over to the left side and travel detected. South Shelby will get it back. I'd like to thank Monroe City R1 School District, Roby Building Supply, Monroe City Manor Care Center of Monroe City for making this tournament possible over the past week. Here's Brockwood for South Shelby. Passes it over to the right wing for Mitchell. Surrounded by four is Timbrook in the paint. Now they'll get it to him off of the pass. Inside for Mann. Now down on the left baseline. And the Euro step by Brock Wood drops. South Shelby down 11-9. Inside, Mark Twain. The window, Barton. Now Wood attacks. Through three, Mark Twain Tigers. And you look to try and take a charge in that instance if you're Mark Twain. Brock Wood just went right through all of them. He has six already. Top of the key now. Elliott, three, rattles in. Tempo quickly picking up here in the third place game. Up the left wing, Brockwood across the timeline. Throws one onto the left wing for Mitchell. Takes it to the corner, now back out. Back inside, Wood, just inside the charity stripe. Rumbles out on the other side. Timbrook! South Shelby shows a quarter press. Now they'll pass over to Peters. From the high post, rolls one in. Back to Wood now. On to the right wing goes Brock Wood. Now a high lobber left corner, Mann. He looks to take it down the baseline, and now it's batted out by Jace Barton. And now we'll get a sub coming in. Riley Fantasteel in. And Cole Mitchell will get a breather. Now coming in for South Shelby, that's Daniel Burke. 18-13. Mark Twain with the lead. Timbrook is stripped by Spoonhauer. Quick bounce pass on to the right for Eckler and took a travel when he was going for the layup. Doesn't seem too thrilled as he wants to have a quick explanation why he traveled from his head coach, Cody McCann, and he stops arguing. On to the right wing. Here's Riley Fantasteel. Down in the right corner for Burke. And when they got the pass up to Wood, Eckler made a little bit of a bump, and that'll be his first on Wood. He comes down into 18-13 game. Wood will inbound it just under to Mark Twain bucket. Lost it inside to Timbrook. Double team, partially blocked. Wood on the back door to clean up. 8 points already for Brock Wood. 2:50 to go in the first. On to the left side. Here is Spoonhauer, resets the Mark Twain offense. Gets a partial screen through Peters, takes it to the rim, draws the foul, he'll get two. And this will go on Parker Fantasteel. That'll be his first, and we'll see the junior Spoonhauer, go to the line first time tonight. 1-for-10 coming into the season. One of the two new varsity starters this year for the Mark Twain Tigers, and first one hits back iron. No subs on either side. Cody McCann likes the defense Spoonhauer brings to this Mark Twain team. Second shot. That's also back iron. Wood corrals it up the right wing, across the timeline, and the man-to-man goes Mark Twain. Inside the high post. Timbrook, Wood, now fans steal inside, back out. Attacking is Riley. Now they'll reset up top for Timbrook. Back to the right baseline. Riley, Fantasteel, left corner. Three hits. Parker Fantasteel. Now a seven. Tied up, 18 apiece as well. Barton. Barton 1-on-1 by Timbrook. Gets across the timeline, takes it to the top of the key. Looking for the steal with Riley. Opens up a shot, left wing, three. Eckler can't hit. Offensive board, Elliott. Resets Mark Twain offense. Takes it to the left side. Wood read it. Steals it. Up the floor. Takes transition. And caught the bucket and the foul from behind. Wood with 10. And that is Elliott's second foul. Not a foul you don't want to take in that instance. You're already beat. It was a reaching foul that pushed Wood essentially to the bucket. And one coming up. Senior hits. 21 points already for South Shelby in this opening quarter, and looking to draw a charge was Riley Fantasteel, and didn't get squared away and instead takes a blocking foul. That's his first. Our sub coming in for the Mark Twain Tigers. It's Matthias Bridges. Taking the seat is Chase Barton. Eckler will try and slow the tempo down here for the Tigers. They'll come to Barton on the left side. He's guarded by Fantasteel. Now Eckler down the left baseline, tiptoeing, and another blocking foul is going to get called on Riley Fantasteel. So that's two quick fouls on him, and quickly hopping up is Carson Mann, and he's going to come in for Riley Fantasteel. So Eckler to inbound for the Tigers. No looks to the left, comes up top here to Spoonhauer. The point guard for the Tigers comes to the left side for Peters. Now around to Barton. Surveys what's inside the paint. Now comes left corner to Peters. Back to Barton. Around in a man-to-man. Setting up a ball screen is Spoonhauer. Now to Eckler. Down on the baseline. A layup by Spoonhauer won't fall. On the other side, getting the rebound was Bridges. And he drops. 21-20 South Shelby in the opening quarter. Now Timbrook onto the right corner. Burke had a three, takes three steps in, takes a long two now, and Timbrook trying to get the offensive board. Can't keep it alive. Trying to deflect it off the Mark Twain player and stepped out of bounds. So Fantasteel will get a breather as David Fenton comes in. Mark Twain inbounds. Here is Barton up to the left wing for Eckler. To the inside, Eckler going coast to coast, drops one off for Bridges, can't finish, and it's rebounded, and up the other wing is Burke. Takes it down to the right side, and it looks like the legs of Bridges and Benton got tangled up off the dribble. And they're going to say Peters actually pushed Benton into his own teammate. So he'll pick up his second foul, 43.7 seconds to go in the quarter. Quick step out is Burke. Now on the right wing, he'll come to Wood from the baseline. He is harassed, and Barton got a little too touchy on the senior Wood and gets called for the foul. So we'll inbound it with 34.4 to go in a quarter. From the right baseline, Wood leaking out is Timbrook just inside the arc on the right wing. Can't swirl one in. Offensive board, this is Fenton. Back out to Timbrook. Man, now to Wood on the left baseline, just inside the arc. Pivots, back out right wing, releasing Fenton, just inside the arc for long two, rebounded by Spoonhauer. 15 seconds to go in the quarter. Up the left wing, Spoonhauer to the right side. A 15-footer for Caleb Hanner, does the ball. 7 seconds offensive board for the Tigers, and drawing the foul, taking it to the hoop. It's Preston Eckler. That'll be Timbrook's first foul. So the first shot coming up here on its way and in is Eckler. That is his first points. He averages about 14 a game for the Tigers coming into tonight's contest. Burke takes a seat for Sal Shelby. And Parker Van Steele coming in for the rebound. Second shot. Good. Not needed. And now Mark Twain draws the turnover off the inbound pass from Sal Shelby. And now Brock Wood. Two-third court shot. Off the front of the rim. Almost drained it. But nevertheless, it's a 22-21 lead for the Mark Twain Tigers in the Boys Third Place game on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Whatever you need printed, whether it's on a shirt, jacket, or hat, the name to remember is Joyce's Embroidery in Clarence. From special design shirts to personal bling to letter jackets to promotional items for your school, business, or nonprofit organization, if you need it, Joyce's Embroidery in Clarence can print it. And there's no setup fee or hidden charges for special design shirts from 1 to 1,000. See more at joycesembroidery.com. Joyce's is even your UPS drop-off spot.
This is Joyce. Just remember, anything is possible at Joyce's Embroidery in downtown Clarence. Just ask.
Shelbina Villa Life Care has an average response time of 9 seconds to any call light pressed by a resident. We asked Jewel Hicks, a resident of Shelbina Villa, how important the 9-second average response was to her.
I feel secure. I feel very secure here because they do get here quick. And I feel like we're at home. They do excellent work.
Shelbina Villa Life Care in Shelbina, the next best thing to home. View ShelbinaVilla.com.
In favor of Mark Twain. Sal Shelby with the ball as we start the second quarter in the Boys Third Place game of the Monroe City Tournament. On the left corner, here's Guy Timbrook for the Cardinals. Releases a three off the rim and over the backboard and out. Timbrook has probably one of the more higher-arcing shots in Big K country. But they look pretty as soon as he drops it. Now, press doesn't pay off. Finding the deep shot is Bart. Can't get the layup. And now it's a scramble for it under the bucket. And Carson Mann will get it. And it's stolen away there by Eckler up the left side. He's double-teamed by a pair of Cardinals. And Cardinals got a little too aggressive. And they draw a foul. And it's going to be a push on Wood. Actually, no, they got an elbow on Eckler, so that'll be his second. Actually, they gave it to Timbrook. Third time's a charm. Off the inbound, quick three by the freshman, Caleb Painter, and his shot doesn't fall, and his last tipped out by Sal Shelby. And so, Mark Twain will end up bound just under Sal Shelby bucket. They'll come around to the top. Here is Spoonhauer. Drives on the left baseline. Guarded by Wood. Kicks one back out here to Barton. He tries and travel called as he made the bucket. A little smirk from him, wondering if that was actually a travel, but indeed it was. Wood takes it up left side for the Cardinals. Takes the pass to the corner and now to the inside for Fantas Steele and tipped out by Mark Twain as they tried to get it back out. Mitchell on the right wing. So Mitchell will inbound once again. Finds Fantas Steele on the right corner. Guarded closely by Bridges, and the little teardropper falls for Fantas Steele. Now to cut inside. Here's Eckler to the top, guarded by Wood. Comes around over to Barton. Releases just inside the arc for a long two. And Sal Shelby grabs it. Fenton up the right wing. He has side trap. Wood comes into support. Now he calls Fenn to take it from the high right wing. Trying to force one inside, and it was kicked by Eckler and resulting in the whistle. Pair of subs coming in. Over to Mark Twain Tigers. Looks like that is Barton and Peters. Here's Wood, high right wing. Now to the right corner. Catch and release. Three. Fantasteel finishes. He is 12 already. And so they will now pass it over to Caden Elliott. Mark Twain. Nice, beautiful pass. In went the corner for Spoonhauer. Now back out to Elliott. Caden Elliott will reset. Tries to attack left baseline, or left wing, I should say. Now they'll go off of the quick give and go from Spoonhauer, and it'll be Peters on the rebound for Mark Twain. He'll take it from the high right wing. Now around up top to Spoonhauer. He takes it, left block. Drops one onto the right side, and running one home is Jace Barton. 26-22, South Shelby with the lead. Now here is Wood. 5:50 to go in the quarter. Outlet pass to Finn, left corner. Three, swirls out. Skywood is Brock Wood. Takes a man down his number 24 counterpart, and a little reckless abandon from Brock Wood. And they're going to say Eckler could have gotten out of the way there. So that'll be his second foul. Now we get a sub. Actually, no, it's a 1-on-1, with that being Mark Twain's 7th foul, so Wood will go for the 1-on-1. Already 1-for-1, 8-for-14 coming into today's game is Brock Wood from the charity stripe. As Fenton takes a seat. Run in on its way, true. Again, Wood picked up 4 silver medals in the Class 2 Boys Track Championships this past May. He hits the second of his 2 free throws, getting a lot of Division 2 interest in that department. From the left block to the right side, Barton off the pass from Peters, and it was tipped out right there. And South Shelby will get it back. Here is Cole Mitchell. Now to the inside, Fantasteel back out. Wide open man gets the bench up for a three, and he can't hit. Riley Fantasteel on the rebound, trying to deflect it off a Tiger, but he stepped out prior to. So the Tigers get it back. And dangerous pass intercepted by Wood. Now it is Parker Fantasteel right under the bucket, trying to get the put back to drop. Takes three, hops off the rim, and rolls in. Everything going Parker Fantasteel's way in this tournament. 30-24, South Shelby, 5 minutes to go here in the opening half. Now trying to draw a charge is Brock Wood, and driving in was Spoonhauer, and they said Wood did not square up to the shooter on the block, so he'll get called for the first foul. Spoonhauer already with 2 points in this game for Mark Twain Tigers. Sends the first and makes the first. Spoonhauer takes a spin of the ball. Another one. And Karam's off the back iron. Wood, no look pass to the left side for Mann. Now trying to do another no-look pass, and this time Mark Twain steals it away and overthrown by Elliott as he tried to get Barton in stride. And South Shelby will get it back. You like the transition there if you're Mark Twain. Just want to slow things down a little bit in that category. On the right corner, fadeaway three. Beautiful rainbow shot by Cole Mitchell. Gets a round of applause from the South Shelby bench right in front of us. 33-25. Cardinals with the lead. They came in as the 4th seed in this tournament, looking to take home 3rd place. On the left side on the block, Peters gets the 2. Now Wood takes it to the top. Wood, thought about going coast to coast, darts one inside to Riley Fantasteel, and his shot goes over the hoop. It's 20 counterpart. Barton takes it up to the left wing, just in front of the ONN in Monroe State. Now drops one off over to Spoonhauer. Now back up top here to Barton. Barton gets a screen through Peters, takes the hoop, underhander hook shot, took a travel first off. So Mark Twain Tigers will retreat into their own backcourt. South Shelby will inbound it. Wood back to Mitchell, the 5'8 sophomore. First year starter for the Cardinals up to the left side. Now back to Riley, a Parker fantasy team. Mitchell trying to feed it into Wood. Somehow found two people and finds Riley, and his layup is blocked by Peters. He'll take it to the right side for Eckler. Eckler up to the right side, trying to draw the charge. This time, Rockwood gets it. And this will go on Eckler, and that is his third foul. This time, Wood was a little more square to the shooter. He got the call. With it being an offensive foul, Sal Shelby will inbound it. They'll go to Mitchell, left side. Will Mitchell heals to double team, back to Burke, back to Mitchell at the high post. Three steps in, his shot offline right. Peters on the board. Rolls one over to Elliott. Up the left side, now to the middle, across the Panther logo at center court. Man to man shown by Sal Shelby. Left side for Spoonhauer. Through a screen, takes it up to the left baseline, kicks one out. Right baseline, Elliott. Just inside the arc, 2-1 fall. Mitchell on the board. Has space on the right if he wants it. Takes it to the left instead. Burke takes it off the baseline. Trying to pass it to behind his back to himself. And Mark Twain read that. Gets the turnover. Courtesy of Elliott. Tempo's starting to slow down here. It seems like if the tempo slows down, things favor Mark Twain here in this first half. If it's up-tempo, favor South Shelby. And they go up-tempo. Here's Brock Wood after the Mark Twain miss. Three on him. Gets his own rebound. Almost took a travel. Steps one back out. Mitchell takes one in. Attacks the defense. His shot won't fall off the rebound. Another elbow called. And this is going to belong to the Tigers. And it looks like we're going to get our first timeout. It's actually going to be a foul on Wood. That is his second. And while we have a moment after the quick timeout by Cody McCann and the Mark Twain Tigers, we'll go ahead and thank some more sponsors. Heinz Body Shop, Harley Croft, your local shelter insurance agent. Heinz Performance Parts, Salt River Community Care, Shelby County R4 School District of Shelbina and Clarence, Shelbinaville Life Care, all of Shelbina. Monroe Manor, Wheeler Auction and Real Estate, Harris Senior Center, all of Paris, Joyce's Embroidery at Clarence, O'Loughlin Incorporated, with locations in Shelbina, Macon, Marceline, Meyer Implement Company of Monroe City and Bowling Green, Macon, Atlanta, St. Bacon, Macon and Monroe City, Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Marion County, the North Shelby School District of Shelbyville, Home Bank of Palmyra, member FDIC, an equal housing lender, JC Auto and Truck Parts, JC Part City, JC Collision Repair, and JC Automotive Repair, F&M Bank and Trust, locations in Monroe City, Hannibal, and Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. So here is the first shot of a 1-on-1 by Jace Barton, and that will go. He'll get another shot. He's one of Mark Twain's better defenders, according to Coach McCann. And his second is off the front iron. Van Steele gets the rebound. And they will go to Cole Mitchell. Fenton now back around up top to reset for Sean Wilkerson, who just checked in the game with Wood getting a breather with the two fouls. And we get a bucket and an and one coming up. As Cole Mitchell picks up his first foul, the layup courtesy of Caden Elliott. Here's the and one. Minute 53 to go. Rolls off the right side rim and in. Mitchell, the South Shelby point guard. Inside. Parker fan of steel tangled up with two Tigers. And he gets helped up by Caleb Peters. And his last touch by the Tigers. So South Shelby gets it. Here is Burke. Over to Wilkerson. Now around to Mitchell. Cole Mitchell now around to the top for Fenton. Quick pass inside to Fan of Steel now on the left side. Wilkerson with ball movement and a little fadeaway shot by Burke off the left side rim. Parker Van Steel the rebound. Now surrounded by three to the top. Now left side. Three. Benton. Too shy. And it's Elliott on the rebound. Caden Elliott to the inside. Crosses the timeline. Minute 10 to go here and a half. 33-31. Sal Shelby with the lead. And now Elliott takes it to the hoop off the left wing. And it's a loose ball under it. And looks like Spoonhauer tripped over Vanisteel trying to grab that. And it went off Vanisteel last. So Mark Twain gets back. Caleb Strong into the game now for Sal Shelby off the inbound. A layup by Spoonhauer off the right side. Doesn't go. Other side is Elliott. He doesn't miss. Tied up, 33 apiece. Now here is Wilkerson. Feels a double team in the corner, and we get a timeout called by Sal Shelby. That's a good timeout there by Ethan Shackelford as Wilkerson was trapped in the right corner. Want to keep the possession here for 49.4 seconds with a 30-second timeout. So each team now has four timeouts remaining, three fulls and one half. Again, for those just joining us, it was a 22-21 first quarter in favor of Mark Twain as we take a look at some of the leading scores. Caden Elliott already has 13 for the Tigers. Parker Vanisteel has 14, Brockwood with 13. They provide much of the offense for the Cardinals in this game so far. Jace Barton has 7, Caleb Peters with 6 for the Tigers. And then you have Ryan Spoonhauer, Preston Eckler each with 3, and Matthias Bridges with a 2. Also contributing offensively is Cole Mitchell and Guy Timbrook for South Shelby. So they'll set one inbound off the right corner with 49.4, that being the Cardinals. It is Burke that does it. Now over to Mitchell. Mitchell has a double team once again in the right corner. They're going to get a 5-second. So Mark Twain with some strong defense, especially on the wings. He's past minute. Draws to turnover. Now Elliott will slow things down. Will they hold for the final shot of the first half? He'll come to the left side. Man-to-man, Mitchell gets screened by Peters. And now on the left side, Elliott can't get the layup. Mark Twain missed a lot of buckets. Up the left side, here is Burke. Faces the double team. They try to trap him on the left side this time, and now they'll reset. Left corner, 3, Wilkerson rattles out. And trying to get the rebound was Caleb Strong. Mark Twain comes up with it. 8 seconds to go in the half. Here is Elliott. They have to get it up. They say don't foul. Spoonhauer, left side, 2 seconds, 1 second. Underhander desperately trying to get one in, and it is rebounded by Parker Vanisteel to end the half. We're tied up 33 apiece in the boys' third place game of the 94th Monroe City Basketball Invitational. We'll be back on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com, and we'll preview our girls' championship game in just a moment.
The Board of Education Administration faculty and staff of the Shelby County R4 School District of Clarence and Shelbina are proud of their students and the dedication they demonstrate in everything they do. Cardinals, everyone in the South Shelby District wants you to know that they are with you every step of the way. The hard work and determination you exhibit during practice and in the classroom will show in all that you do. The Shelby County R4 School District of Clarence and Shelbina are proud of the Cardinals and wish them all the best.
What happened to paying one price and getting everything included? You buy an airline ticket and pay extra to bring a change of clothes. Book a hotel room and you're shelling out for Wi-Fi and overpriced bottled water. Really? Imagine my delight when I found out roadside assistance is now included with my shelter insurance auto policy. So if I get a flat tire and need a jump, I just call and they take care of me. There's no additional cost, but some restrictions apply.
Ask Carly Kropf about shelter's roadside assistance.
If you ever gave your wife an impact wrench for her birthday, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. If you taught your kids how to change engine oil before you taught them how to ride a bike, then CarQuest is for you. CarQuest is for those who really know and care about their car. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
When you want the best parts for your car, see Heinz Performance Parts, your local CarQuest Auto Parts store newly located in downtown Shelbina. Heinz Performance Parts is a proud supporter of all local athletes.
Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri has made getting a grip on your finances even easier.
Simply download our mobile banking app to your iPhone, iPad, or Android device, and you're ready to manage your accounts, check balances, transfer funds, and pay bills all from the palm of your hand. Visit us online at www.ebnemo.com for more information. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, proudly serving rural America for over 100 years. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Monroe City High School for the final night of the oldest basketball tournament in Missouri. They've been doing this for 94 years in the Monroe City Basketball Invitational. And later on tonight, we have the two championship games. The first game will be the girls' championship game, and that will feature the Monroe City Panthers and the Harris Lady Coyotes. We'll actually see both Monroe City teams later on tonight in the championship games. But in the girls' game, the Lady Panthers come in 3-1 on the season. Their lone loss was a loss to Quincy Notre Dame, who's actually one of the better basketball teams on the girls' side in the state of Illinois. And that's their lone loss on the season. And so with that said, they're undefeated in the state of Missouri so far. Meanwhile, Lake Iowa are also undefeated in the state of Missouri. So essentially, you got a pair of undefeateds in that aspect coming into tonight's game. The Lady Panthers have owned this tournament over the past 2 years, and they've won this historically 21 times. As you'd imagine, they'd win a lot of these with this being their home tournament. The Lady Coyotes, they've been in this tournament also a long time as well, and they've had a lot of success, but this is one item they would love to checkmark off tonight. They have never won a Monroe City basketball tournament on the girls' side. The boys were the first ever Monroe City tournament champions. So the girls are looking to write a little bit of history tonight on their side as well. They have tournament experience, and they also have tournament wins and championships. The Massa tournament was their most recent one just 1 year ago. So we're expecting that to be a very fun matchup between those two. And also later tonight, we will also have on the boys' side, the Monroe City Panthers taking on the Palmyra Panthers. And anytime when you have those two schools in the same sentence and they happen to be on the same floor, you know you're going to get a good battle. And we're expecting that in the boys' championship tonight. Eric will be previewing that a little later on this evening when we have the chance. We'll go ahead taking our break on the Superstation, look at some of your first half stats, talk about maybe some of the potential adjustments, and then we'll have the second half of the boys' surplus game between South Shelby and Mark Twain right here on CrescentCentralMoInfo.com.
Anna Jean Wilt lives at Salt River Community Care in Shelbina. We asked, would she recommend Salt River to others and why?
Yes, I certainly would. First of all, the food's good. I don't have to fix a thing. All I have to do is be there on time. And if there's anything you need that they can provide for you, they will sure work trying to get it for you.
Residents live life to the fullest at Salt River Community Care in Shelbina. View saltrivercommunitycare.com. Check out the latest colors by Benjamin Moore Paints at Roby Building Supply in Monroe City, where you'll find just the right color for your home or office. Benjamin Moore's Autumn in the Air palette captures the colors of the season just as the leaves begin to change. The sophisticated earthy trio of colors, powder sand, ranch wood, and jojoba, evoke a walk through the woods on the first day of fall. Create an all-new look with Benjamin Moore Paint, available at Roby Building Supply in Monroe City, serving the area for well over 100 years.
Is an auction in your future? Contact Wheeler Auctions and Real Estate of Paris. You want experience and you want a customer base following for your auction. That's what you get with Wheeler Auctions and Real Estate. They've established themselves as a full-service auction and real estate company serving Missouri and surrounding states. Whether it's farm machinery, construction equipment, real estate, or livestock, call 660-327-5890 or check them out online at WheelerAuctions.com. That's Wheeler Auctions and Real Estate of Paris, ready to go to work for you.
When it comes to insurance, you want an agent that you know has your best interests at heart and seeks to understand your insurance needs. And that's what you're going to get with Farmers Mutual Insurance of Marion County, located in Palmyra. They've been serving policyholders since 1892 with insurance for homeowners, renter, auto, commercial property, and more. The goal for over 125 years ago was to provide a quality product at a reasonable rate, and that tradition continues today. Call 573-769-4615 to schedule an appointment with an agent at Farmers Mutual Insurance of Marion County in Palmyra.
Quick check of some of the halftime numbers on CrestCentralMoInfo.com. Scott Lunte here. Eric Joke will be alongside a little later on tonight. 33 apiece between Sal Shelby and Mark Twain, the boys' third-place game. Leading all scorers is Parker Fantasteel for the Sal Shelby Cardinals. He has 14. And right behind him is Brock Wood with 13. Other scores for the Cardinals include Cole Mitchell, who has 3, as well as Guy Timbrook. Meanwhile, for Mark Twain, we mentioned that Caden Elliott was leading scorer with 13. Chase Barton right behind with 7. Caleb Peters with 6. Brian Spoonhauer with 3, as well as Preston Eckler. And Matthias Bridget has a field goal to his resume as well. We'll have the second half coming up in just a moment on Crest in CentralMoInfo.com. We'll talk a little bit about what these two teams need to do as well, right here on 104.7.
Pay bills and transfer money online? Check. Awesome mobile app? Check. Great customer service? Check. Checking accounts that earn interest too? Check. Locally owned? Check. I'm Josh Wilson from Home Bank at 3817 McMasters Avenue in Hannibal. Yes, Home Bank can check everything off your list. Visit us today to open an account. In addition to our Hannibal location, we have branches in Palmyra, Canton, West Quincy, and Centralia, Missouri. And we have 2 locations in Quincy.
Home Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, and proud supporter of local athletics.
School photography is far more than some traveling photographer bringing a camera into the school once or twice a year, sitting the student down, and snapping the camera. Keithley Photography is North Central Missouri's own professional school photographer who excels in more than taking school yearbook portraits. Keithley is in the middle of the games all school year, capturing the essence of school athletes in action. Only Keithley offers this service. Ask your school for Keithley. Keithley Photography, capturing life's greatest moments in action. Choose Keithley Photography.
Northeast Missouri Co-op in Edina and Shelbyville focuses on delivering you the best service and best products, whether it's seed, chemicals, fertilizer, propane, or fuel from their Cartrol stations in Edina and Shelbyville. Northeast Missouri Co-op is also proud to support their communities as well as different groups and projects that benefit area citizens. Northeast Missouri's future is in the hands of our youth. That's why Northeast Missouri Co-op is a proud supporter of area schools and student activities. Northeast Missouri Co-op in Edina and Shelbyville believes by investing in our youth now, the dividend is a brighter future for all.
We're back here on Crescent CentralMoInfo.com as these two teams, that being Sal Shelby and Mark Twain, both come back onto the floor and are ready to go here in this third place game. I think as you're on Mark Twain's point of you on things, you've gotten a lot of good looks to the bucket. The problem has been finishing the plays. You've been drawing up. You've gotten the Sal Shelby defense to move around a lot. Just need to find a way to execute a little better on the offensive side. Again, for those just joining us, Mark Twain is now in their blue uniforms going right or left to right on the radio dials. Caden Elliott hits a top key three to give Mark Twain a 36-33 lead. They're in their away blue uniforms with the white lettering and numbering. Meanwhile, Sal Shelby in their home white uniforms with the red number blue trim surrounding that. And I think if you're Sal Shelby, stay the course with your game plan, and I want to shore things a little more on the defensive side. They'll pass inside to Wood from the high post on right side. Parker Fantasteel fade away three offline to the left, and it is Jace Barton on the board. On to the top of the key. Down to the left corner, Eckler. The three won't fall, and it is going to be rebounded by Wood. At the top, he goes. Wood to the right side for Mitchell. Back around to Fenton. Fenton trying to force one over to Wood, deflected out by Elliott, and turn to your side. And they will inbound it just in front of South Shelby bench. Wood from the left wing inside the Parker Fantasy Field. Spin around two, won't go. And now he gets his own rebound, battling with Eckler. It's going to be a jump belonging to the Cardinals. So Brock inbounds it. At the top. From Timbrook. Inside the wood. And it is out of reach of Timbrook. And so with that said, Elliott grabs it. Across the timeline, and it is Spoonhauer. Back around up top to Peters. Trying to go top the key. Can't. Up the left side, and Elliott can't finish. Again, Mark Twain having trouble finishing on the offensive side. Wood, speaking of can't finishing, went coast to coast. A little too fast off the layup. And now a three off the left side. Brian Spoonhauer. 6-0 run to open up the quarter for Mark Twain. Parker Fansteel called for a travel as he was trying to bring that back in off the dribble. 39-33. And so Mark Twain, now they try and go a little off-tempo here. Spoonhauer inside, give and go. Peters swirls one in. Beautiful play with Peters cutting in, beating two Cardinals. 41-33. And now it's an 8-0 run to open up the quarter. Mark Twain did this in the last quarter. Now a turnover, and it is Elliott. A two. Timeout called by South Shelby. A 10-0 run to start out the third quarter. And it is a full. We'll do it as well on Crest, CentralMoInfo.com.
Get the latest and greatest devices at Sheraton Valley, your holiday smartphone headquarters. Sheraton Valley will keep you connected with the best holiday gift ideas, like an Arlo Go Wireless security camera. That's a great idea for hunters who want a trail camera. Deals on Model 8 phones. That's a great idea for someone wanting to upgrade. And $1 a month for a device. That's a great idea for anyone. Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected online at cvalley.net.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group. Defining excellence.
Out of the full timeout, South Shelby with the ball. Trapped on the left side. They'll try and force one into Timbrook, and it's turnover by the Tigers. Here is Eckler. Again, Mark Twain came out with a 10-0 run to open up this third quarter. It'll come around up top to Elliott. He attacks with three on him, and it is an offensive rebound. Peters puts one up in a foul called, and he'll go to the line for two. And this foul is going to go on Parker Fantasfield. That will be his second. And so Caleb Peters, the younger brother of Grant, who graduated for the Tigers. He was a 6'7 senior, averaged about 17 or so points a game for the Tigers just 1 year ago. They're learning how to play without him because he was a guy you could just funnel virtually anything into him and he would get buckets. He misses both. And now here's Parker Fansteel on the baseline. Teardropper layup. Rolls off. Got to finish those if you're South Shelby. Now on the right corner, fadeaway three, and that won't fall for Ryan Spoonhauer. Now Wood, coast to coast, trying to get some spark into the South Shelby offense. Timbrook crashes the boards off the offensive rebound. 43-35. Mark Twain with the lead. Spin around two. Peters rolls out, and quick tip play. It is Barton. Ethan Shackelford during that timeout wanted his team to be a lot more physical, and that's Exhibit A of not being physical enough. Here's a three on the right wing for Burke, and now Wood will grab it for the Cardinals, and they're going to push in. They're going to push a Spoonhauer in the bench as they were going for a last touch by Sal Shelby. So Wood will get it off the give from Parker. Now here is Wood. He is stripped, turnover, and it is Eckler. Up the left side he goes from the baseline. Rolls one out, back to Spoonhauer. Ryan Spoonhauer, give and go, takes it through two and drops it in. Here is the eight, or a turnover by Spoonhauer. And now Eckler, the two, drops it and gets the and one. This is going to go on Daniel Burke. That will be his first foul. Elliott with 18. Here's an and one. On its way. Good. Lead out to 15. They'll come to the left side. Back up top. Burke, need the three. Too shy, and the rebound. It's Parker fan of steal. He'll get his own chance of an and one as he gets fouled on the putback. And this will go on Chase Barton. That'll be his second. So Parker, his first free throw of the night. And rolls that in. Now a 30-second timeout called by the South Shelby Cardinals with 3:15 to go here in the third quarter. And while we have a moment, we'll go ahead and thank some more sponsors for making this Monroe City tournament possible. That includes Keithley Photography Studio Macon, your school and sports photographer in North Central Missouri, Northeast Missouri Co-op of Edina and Shelbyville, Changemaker Missouri locations in Fayette, New Franklin, Fulton, Slater, Marshall, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Regional Missouri Bank of Marceline, Salisbury, Kitchell, Glasgow, Paris. Cypher, your partner, growing up better tomorrow. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Moberly Area Community College, and Moberly Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Plumbing online. Capital Paving and Construction, you can check them out online at capitalmo.com. And it'll be Caleb Peters that will take it into Kaden Elliott or Mark Twain. They have outscored South Shelby 18-5 in this quarter. And a right block shot by Barton will allow him to go to the line, and they're going to get the foul on Daniel Burke. And that is his second. So Barton, 1-for-2 tonight in this game, now 2-for-3. So he makes the first. Has 10 points. He's a relatively small post player, only 6'0". They use him out as a guard as well. He makes the second. He creates a lot of mismatches, according to Coach Cody McCann. From the left baseline now, here's South Shelby's Daniel Burke. Tim Burke wasn't anticipating the pass. Another turnover, Mark Twain. Here is Elliott. Gets a partial screen through Eckler. Now passes to Eckler from the left side and almost takes the legs out of South Shelby Athletic Director and football coach Rob Wilt. He's contently sitting in the bleachers tonight, hoping the Cardinals can pull one back. So now they'll come to the left corner. Catch and release. Three won't fall for Barton. Actually, one off the side to backboard. Wood on the rebound. From the high right wing, he comes. Has a screen in the high post for Fantasteel. Now they'll come to the left side for Burke. In the left corner now, Cole Mitchell releases a three to Shy, and it is a rebound by Eckler, and they're going to get an elbow on Jace Barton. He's trying to get position on that rebound. That is his third foul. Will we see a sub in this instance? We do not. Now Riley Fansfield trying to grab the inbound, actually went off his foot. And so Mark Twain gets it back. So it's full press shown by the Tigers. Or for the Cardinals, check that. Here's Elliott. Across the timeline, and he trips up one. Or he gets tripped up. Gets he's back up, and quickly sprinting is David Benton, and he's coming in for defense as Mitchell takes a seat. That'll be his second. Eckler inbound just inside Sal Shelby backcourt. They'll come into their own backcourt. Here is Elliott across the timeline. He is guarded by Burke. Burke now gets the steal and tips it out off of Elliott. So Sal Shelby gets back thanks to the defense of Daniel Burke. Wood up the left side. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Comes across to the right for Burke. Back left side to Wood. Read beautifully there by Eckler. Off to the races with the steal. Dribbles it back, drops it off. Now to Spoonhauer off the right block. Offensive rebound, Elliott. Mark Twain once again, and it is going to be two shots coming up here for Jace Barton. And there have been a ton of offensive rebounds in this game for both sides. Especially on the Mark Twain side, they're getting a lot of stuff crashing the boards, and we're seeing three or four Cardinals around them, and the low Mark Twain guy keeps getting it as Barton makes the first of two. Here comes the second. The junior sends it and rattles it in. He is 13. Our sub coming in. He'll get a breather. And Chase Hainer will check in his place. Carson Mann also into the game for South. Tiptoeing down to the baseline is Benton. Now it's time to Wood. His two doesn't go. And now Parker gets the rebound. Turn around. Pulls up for a three. Connects. Parker Fansfield found the space outside the arc. Turned around 180 and just put a beautiful rainbow shot right into the pot of gold. Off the left baseline now for Mark Twain. Caden Elliott can't fall. One in, and he got knocked down off the rebound, and this is going to, it's actually going to be an offensive foul on Elliott. And that'll be his third foul. And Sal Shelby will inbound it. Left side, Fenn. Inside, looking for Tim Brook. Almost lost it. Kicks one back out to Mann. Around the Wood. Now back over to Parker Fansfield. Timbrook outside right wing. Mann double teamed on the trap. Beats one inside Timbrook. Now Wood trying to tip it in. And now Timbrook off the third try. Can't go. Wood screams back into his backcourt to grab it. Sal Shelby looking to get points on the offensive possession. Here is Fenn. Back around up top of the Parker Fansfield. Now back to Fenn. From the left wing, up top the Fansfield, trying to lure three in, beats one to Tim Brook, and it's the double team in an over-the-back call on Grant Peters. That is the fourth foul for Mark Twain in this half. So Wood will inbound now. Dishes one to the right side, Fansfield fade away, corner three, you betcha, Parker Fansfield. 23-54-44. Mark Twain with the lead. Partial press shown. A quarter press. They try to trap him in the backcourt. They get it across. Peters trying to grab the rock. He's stumbling through and kicks it out. Good defense off the side trap by the Cardinal. And that's something they needed. 10.7 seconds to go in the half. Or the quarter. Check that. Here is Wood. Cross the timeline at the top of the key. 6 seconds. Tim Brook. Stripped. But Parker Fansfield grabs it now, stolen away. 1 second. Chase Hanner. Going to get a shout out just before the buzzer. And that is the third quarter. 54-44. Mark Twain with the lead on CrestCentralMoInfo.com.
Mizzou Mac offers you the best of both worlds. Mizzou Mac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mizzou Mac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou Mac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Do you find yourself unable to get to the doctor because your schedule is so hectic? Total Family Healthcare in Macon is making it easier for you to be seen when it works for you. Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic is open weekdays from 8:30 to 4. Now you have the opportunity to see a doctor when it suits you at Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic in Macon, making it easier for you to take care of yourself. Total Family Healthcare in Macon, online at smhmo.org.
Eight minutes to go here in the boys' third-place game of the Monroe City Tournament. And it is Preston Eckler that gets it from Mark Twain. They got the ball to start the fourth. They outscored South Shelby by the score of 19-11 and looking to rally are the Cardinals. And it is Guy Timbrook that crashes the boards off of the initial shot from Fenn. They show press now. It is a three-quarters press up the left side. Eckler inside. Now finds Barton. Turnaround two up the left baseline. Can't fall. Rockwood gets the rebound. Guarded closely by Barton. And if this is on him, it's his fourth. And indeed it is. So how long does he stay in the game? Or does someone quickly hop up? Here's Cody McCann's going to let him stay. Again, he has four fouls, that being Jace Bart. Sal Shelby's David Fenn from the left corner. Finds man wide open from the charity stripe. That's a free throw. But for two. Cardinals coming back as they get the turnover from Fenn from the half court. Tim Brook can't get the layup. Gets his own rebound. Kick it out. Fenn release a three. Offline. Fan of steal. Third try, over to Bucket. Man now for Sal Shelby from the right corner. Wood grabs it, and a push from behind. It's going to be Spoonhauer that is the guilty party. That's only his first. And we're going to get a timeout called by Mark Twain. It's a full. Sal Shelby has opened up the quarter on a 4-0 run and cut the margin down to 6. We'll be back at 30 seconds on CrescentCentralMoInfo.com.
We've seen our first snowfall, but before more flies, now's the time to get a free estimate from Capital Paving and Construction. They are a full-service asphalt and paving company who can work with your schedule and budget. Plus, you can count on quality because their projects range from heavy highway construction to DOT paving to commercial and residential. Get an A Better Business Bureau rated company, Capital Paving and Construction, with several Missouri locations or online at capitalmo.com.
Sal Shelby making things interesting after what was a tough third quarter from the Cardinals on the defensive side. They cleaned it up, and they've gotten some important buckets as well. And it's only a six-point game now with 6:47 to go in the fourth. Wood will inbound from the Mark Twain baseline. Up top, the Fantasy Steel. Right side, Fenton. Just outside the arc now, inside the right baseline. Wood now to Timbrook with the double team. Trying to get his own rebound, and now crashing is Parker Fantasy Steel. He can't get it to fall. Caleb Peters on the rebound. Sal Shelby shows a press, and it went off of the right foot of Fenton last as he went tumbling into the hallway. So Mark Twain gets it back. Press shown by the Cardinals. It is another three-quarters press. They escape it. This is Spoonhauer. Whole try and go coast to coast. His shot offline. Rockwood on the rebound. Lobs it forward to Timbra. From the right corner and gets it to deflect off Elliott. And actually, no, they said he was last to touch it. So Mark Twain gets it back. Tim Brook, or check that. Fenton will take a seat. And it will be Spoonhauer across the timeline. And now they'll bring it over to Elliott. Around to the left side for Eckler. Eckler trying to feed one over to Peters. Does. Now in the corner. Left-handed stroke by Elliott. Hits the left side of the backboard. But it's an offensive rebound, and Tigers will reset. Here's Elliott up the left side. Takes it to the hoop. Kicks one out. Left side for Spoonhauer. Spoonhauer now inside to Bridges. Now on right side, Elliott. Guarding is Eckler. And will they get the elbow or the block on man? It will get the block on man. And that will be his first foul. Eckler to inbound to the right of the South Shelby bucket. Kicks one out. Spoonhauer thought about releasing right corner three. Instead, they'll go to Elliott at the top. Elliott is guarded by Brock Wood. Slows things down. Trying to call for a ball screen through Peters. And now a little bit of a push. And they're going to get a 3 second and a lane call on Mark Twain. So South Shelby get the back. Still a 6 point margin. Also worth noting, next foul defensively for South Shelby will put Mark Twain into 1-on-1. Here is Wood at the top, now inside for Timbrook. Outside, it is Fantasy, a left corner three, too shy, trying to get his own rebound, and Caleb Peters goes corralling into a cheerleader as he comes back up the court. The layup won't go. 2-on-1, led by Wood and Mann. Wood in alone, off the right, blocking in. He's kept it himself, right around the defender. 4 point game. Cardinals with a quarter press now. And now they will go Bridges inside to Peters. And now Eckler sets things up for Mark Twain onto the right side for Elliott. Elliott, a screen through Bridges. Timbrook almost stripped it from him. Back around up top here to Peters. 4:35 to go here in the fourth. Up to the left wing. Fadeaway jumper. Eckler can't hit. Offensive board again for Mark Twain. It's Spoonhauer off of the Elliott rebound. Eckler. Sidestep. Three. Nope. Another rebound. And this time, stepping out is Elliott. And we are going to get another sub or two coming in as South Shelby will get it back. 4:15 to go here in this contest. Mark Twain leads 54-50. Third sub coming in. Timbrook checks in. And so it'll be Mitchell playing catch with Brock Wood. Wood's on the right, Mitchell on the left, inside high post, Timbrook, three on him, takes it to the hoops one more time. And he can't hit that either. And last touch by the Tigers off of the leg of Barton. So Burke inbounds it for the Cardinals. Check that, Wood. So they quickly switch spots. Wood. Timbrook back inside the Wood with three on him. And it's going to be a push. And that is the fifth and final foul for Chase Barton. One of the better defenders for Mark Twain. Finishes the game with 13 points. That's a big loss for the Tigers. On to the right corner now off the inbound. It's Mitchell back up top here to Fantasteel. Surveys his options, goes back right to Mitchell. Catch and release three. Rattles in. South Shelby's down by one thanks to Cole Mitchell. And the press is on. They were down by 15 in the third quarter. And now they're within one. Elliott now for the Tigers. They desperately need a bucket to the inside. Now back out for Spoonhauer. Elliott, Spoonhauer from the right wing. Gets the screen. Kicks one out left side. Cardinal defender falls on the left corner. Spoonhauer had a shot if he won a three. And now here is a charity strike two by Bridges. And we're going to get it over the back. Call off the offensive rebound. And it is going to go back to Sal Shelby as Caleb Peters gets called for the foul. And that is his fourth. And that puts South Shelby into 1-on-1 as well. Guy Timbrook will take the shots to tie the game on the front end of a 1-1. On its way, back rim doesn't fall, and it's a rebound by Eckler. 3 minutes to go in the third place contest in the Monroe City Boys Tournament. Here is Spoonhauer, now to Eckler. Inside to Peters. Drives. His shot, and we're going to get two shots and a foul. This will go on Wood. That is his third. Peters 0 for 2 in his lone two free throws. Both of those came early in the second half. First one on its way, and Mark Twain's back out to a two-point lead. Second one. Now a three. Peters, 2 for 2. 2:50 to go in the fourth. Here is Mitchell off to the right wing. Now left side, Wood pulls up. Two, offline right. And Mitchell there to clean up, back door. Nice finish by the sophomore, recognizing the shot was going to the right. Back to a one-point game. And now Wood may have gotten away with a foul there. Now up to the left side. Here is Eckler trying to negotiate around Burke down to the baseline. And that time he got tripped up. And they're going to say Cole Mitchell was the one with the actual contact. So that'll bring up a 1-on-1 for Eckler. He's 2 for 2 from the line. Make that 3 for 3. He has a good free throw shot. He's actually the best free throw shooter on the team, coming in 71%. And that's something that plagued Mark Twain last year. They could not get any free throws to fall. And that's something that has really improved from last year to this year. Second shot true. And that's how they actually won their game against Louisiana in double overtime, was just simply being able to make free throws. That proved to be the difference. Cole Mitchell, 3 to tie. Too shy. Tim Brooke trying to get the rebound. Mitchell in a scrum at the bottom with a pair of Mark Twain Tigers. And the jump ball will belong, it appears, to Sal Shelby. Riley Fantasy into the game for Daniel Burke. 2:13 to go here in the fourth. Wood to Mitchell at the top. Now to Riley. Almost lost it. Now to Parker. Now a right corner for Wood. Wood has Riley open on the top of the key. Instead, they'll go to Parker as Riley goes to the left. Now here is Wood. Pulls up for a two. No go. Riley rebound and a travel call. Off the putback, and now the Tigers will look to extend their three-point lead. You got the Lady Panthers and Lady Coyotes in the girls' championship game coming up next. Press shown by the Cardinals, and Timbrook will fall trying to grab it, and we're going to get a pushing foul. Might be on Riley Fantasteel again. It's actually a body on Timbrook. So back down to the other side of the floor, another one-on-one opportunity coming for the Tigers as Caleb Peters will take it. And this is the final foul before double bonus for the Tigers. First one in the 1-on-1 off the back of the rim. Rebounded, however, by the Tigers. And a jump ball. This will go to the Tigers as Eckler and also Riley Fantasteel were battling for it right at the charity stripe. So here is Elliott on the left wing, pulls up for a two, and that goes off the side of the rim. Gets his own rebound. 90 seconds to go. Three-point lead for Mark Twain. Can they take home third place as a sixth seed in this Monroe City tournament? Here is Eckler outside. And Mark Twain is essentially playing keep away here. Kills much clock. 1:08 to go. To the inside. Two Bridges waiting for his look. Doesn't hit. And it's going to be Parker Fantasteel on the rebound. And now he forces one across the timeline, and we're going to get a foul called. And this is going to go on Mitchell. That is his fourth, and now it's double bonus time for the Tigers. We're looking to go 3-2 on the year, and Spoonhauer hits his second free throw of the night. And with that free throw, it makes it a two-possession game. Second. Back of the rim, offensive rebound, Tigers. They will try and run it out. Eckler to Elliott. To the left side he goes. Wood trying to get the steal. Drops it off to Spoonhauer. Inside the finish. Caleb Peters and the foul. And with that, Mark Twain may have just sealed third place. As it's called on Daniel Burke. And one coming up. And it rattles out. Need a quick bucket here if you're the Cardinals. Cross the timeline. Brock Wood. Kick it out. Fan of steel. Tim Brook. Mitchell. Need the three. Releases the three. In and out. Tim Brook rebound. Fan of steel's turn. He will go to the line. What a good 12 seconds came off the clock right there. And that will be Eckler's fourth foul. Critical free throws here for the junior Fan of Steel. Knocks home the first. We're going to get a timeout now by South Shelby. It'll be a full. We'll do it as well on CrestCentralMoInfo.com.
With a just reduced pricing from John Deere, you can now get more for less with Seitenstricker by your side. Get a new Deere for the new year for less with a John Deere 1023 tractor, just reduced to $8,599 and nothing down with 0% for 60 months. And for work or play, get a RSX 860M Gator utility vehicle for just $11,995. Visit any Seitenstricker location or Seitenstrickers.com.
Offer ends 131-2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Cardinals have taken a full timeout here as they trail 61-56. Still a two-possession game. But the important thing is, I think if you're South Shelby, you want to make your free throw. And you're going to have to find a way to get a quick foul. Take it down to the floor as quickly as you can and see if you can get another possession. The other thing you might be able to do here is go for a miss, an intentional miss. See if you can get the offensive rebound, get two quick points there, and then all you have to do is foul, hope for a miss, get a three, see what they do. It is a miss, but it was last touched by South Shelby. Mark Twain will get it. So now you got to go press here if you're the Cardinals. It's a full court. Tim Brook is guarding Spoonhauer. They try to go to press and try to draw a steal. Now Elliott gets contacted as he takes it up to the left side, and I believe that is foul number five on Cole Mitchell. And he's walking towards the bench, indicating that is. Couple key buckets for the sophomore Mitchell. And he will take a seat as he finishes with a total of 8 points on the evening for the South Shelby Cardinals. The third quarter proved to be the difference in this contest tonight. And we'll go back even a little further as Caden Elliott misses the first of his two free throws. The start of the first quarter, too. Mark Twain opened up with a 7-0 run in this game. And then as Elliott hits the second, and then they open up the second half with an 8-0 run. And at one point, Sal Shelby was trailing with a 15-point margin and simply has been too deep of a hole to climb. 10 seconds to go and a travel called by Mark Twain. We'll have the girls' contest between Monroe City and Paris with the winner trying to take home the Monroe City Girls Tournament Championship. Here is Brock Wood one final time. Top of the key, three offline. And it will be South Shelby ball one final time with 3.5 seconds to go. Mark Twain crowd comes onto their feet. One final inbound, quick release, Parker Fantasteel. And the layup will fall for Daniel Burke as time expires. And it's a 62-56 or 58 win for the Mark Twain Tigers. And they will take home third place in the Monroe City Tournament as the two teams line up to shake hands. And we take a look at some of the final stats here really quick. Caden Elliott with a total of 19 points. He'll get our outstanding player of the game for this because he wreaked havoc on the offense and defensive side of the ball, which is brought to you by Farmers Insurance and Financial Services, Jeff Freeman Agency for all of your insurance needs, auto, home, life, and more. Let's go down to the PA really quick and get the presentation of the third place Mark Twain Tigers. And just like that, they just wrapped up the ceremony. So they get the plaque, they hoist it up, and they improve to 3-2 on the season. South Shelby falls 2-3 on the year. And I'll wrap it up for the third place game. We're 15 minutes away from the girls' championship game.